offering medicines and ourselves as a servant. This, for me, this is so beautiful, these verses. I offer many different types of excellent medicine that destroy the 404 diseases of the delusions. And to please you, I offer myself as a servant. Please keep me in your service for as long as space exists. The Geshe-la says, the final offering is the offering of medicines and ourself as a servant. We do not offer medicines for the Guru's benefit because Buddhas are completely beyond pain, disease, and sickness. Rather, we offer them for our own benefit. Although advanced practitioners can transform the adverse conditions of sickness into the spiritual path, at our stage, sickness can often be an impediment to our practice. By offering medicines, we create the cause for good health and to overcome the disease or the delusions. To offer medicines, we emanate countless offering goddesses who hold precious bowls containing a variety of powerful medicines, which they offer to the field of merit. And we imagine that in accepting this offering, the holy beings generate, you got it, uncontaminated bliss. According to Dharma, the root cause of disease is the delusions. There are 101 categories of disease that arise from attachment. 101 categories that arise from anger. 101 categories that arise from confusion. And 101 categories that arise from all three delusions together, making a total of 404 categories of disease. We imagine that the medicine we offer can cure all these diseases. The potency of medicine, this is a practical teaching, the potency of medicine depends not so much upon the ingredients from which it is made, as upon the power of the blessings from the person making it. In the medical scriptures, Buddha taught how to bless medicines in conjunction with the medicine Buddha sadhanas. Authentic medicine made in this way, by highly realized beings, can cure all the physical diseases, as well as mental afflictions of the delusions. And so we should imagine that goddesses are offering medicines such as this. And then finally, offering our body. Venerable Geshe says, offering our body is the supreme method for overcoming strong cherishing we have for our body. And it also accumulates a vast amount of merit. Basically, there are three ways in which we can offer our body to our spiritual guide. Okay, so again, it looks like one of the highest offerings you can make, isn't it? We know how bodhisattvas train in giving away their body, because they're such strong attachment. You get to the point you can give away your body to benefit others. The indication is really overcoming our strong attachment. Of course, it's not our body, it's just something we've borrowed. So what are the three ways of offering our body? So I mean, offering this means to the holy beings. Basically, there are three ways in which we can offer our body to our spiritual guide. Transforming our body into nectar and offering this. Transforming our body into a wish-fulfilling jewel and making offerings. And offering our body into the service of our spiritual guide. An example of the first, so this is transforming our body into nectar and offering this. An example of the first is the Kusali Sok offering that is included in Vajragini Sadhana. If you practice Vajragini Sadhana and you're familiar with that practice, you'll understand how powerful that offering is. According to the second way, and I think maybe we might finish this session by doing this meditation, it's so beautiful, so simple, but so beautiful. According to the second way, we imagine that our body transforms into a wish-fulfilling jewel that radiates infinite rays of light. At the end of each light ray, we imagine offering goddesses who make a multitude of offerings to our spiritual guide. And of course, the spiritual guide experiences great bliss. So I just want to repeat again, because it's so easy for us to slip out of it. Whenever we do any of these practices, we must remember that the three spheres of the action, in this case, the three spheres of the action, myself making the offering, the holy beings who are the recipient of the offering, and the offering itself, none of those things exist from their own side. They all lack inherent existence. When we look for any of them, there's nothing there. According to the third way, offering our body into the service of our spiritual guide. According to the third way, we offer our body into the service of the spiritual guide and strongly feel that from then on, it actually belongs to him. And maybe we know there are many examples in the scriptures of devoted disciples who basically have given their body, which means given their life, into the service of a spiritual guide. And sincerely believe, this belongs to my spiritual guide. Geshe says, this method is very effective. Normally, we cherish our body greatly, constantly worrying about whether it is hot or cold, hungry or thirsty, comfortable or uncomfortable, and so on. And out of this self-concern, we commit many negative actions. By surrendering our body to our spiritual guide, our cherishing of our body is naturally reduced. And minds such as love, compassion, bodhicitta grow more easily. Moreover, if we regard our body as belonging to the Guru and Three Jewels, we will be protected from harm by spirits and other non-humans, rather as a servant of a king receives uncommon protection. When we offer our body to our spiritual guide, we should offer not just our present body, but also all our future bodies. This creates the cause to be cared for by our spiritual guide in all our future lives. How wonderful.